Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
You're that confident. Mm-hmm.
I am that confident.
You're that confident for your, what would you call them? Skill. What kind of skills are we working with here?
Editing abilities.
Editing abilities.
Audio.
You know what I'm saying? This is a big episode. We have a lot to talk about that happened in the past. And then we have New Music Monday today. Okay, so we got brand new songs coming at you, and then we're putting our first ever news feature, guys. Like, we're actually going to give people country music news, because after all, it's what, guys? It's say it together, love
country, talk to Chuck.
Coming to you from the Glass House Studios in Nashville, Tennessee. This is Talk to Chuck. Now here's your host, Chuck Witt.
Why is Sammy not playing along at all with us right now?
What you doing
at
over there?
All? What is going on over there?
I was looking at things on the internet. I'm sorry.
What did you find?
Nothing good.
What did you find? Today is a really good episode of internet things.
Oh, okay.
And let me tell you, because we did the Trump episode.
Mm.
And let me tell you, a lot of great feedback from that. Really, I mean, 99.5%, a lot of great feedback. I actually had people come up to me and say, that was one of your best, if not the best episode of Love Country Talk to Chuck you've ever done. And it was almost 2 hours. They like enjoyed hearing the experience that I had with the former president. So I thought that was cool. And then I had some, interesting DMs, of course. Because a minute, you know, his name can be a trigger for some, right? So I got a DM, and we're going to call this lady in a little bit. Mm. What's her name?
Robin.
Robin? Okay. Mm-hmm. So for the most part, I ignore the haters, so to speak. But this one in particular, I just didn't understand. Like, I didn't understand what was going on in her brain. So I would go back and forth with her on Instagram, not in the DMs, like so everybody could see it. And I did not understand anything she had to say. It was almost like I could say the sky is blue. And she'd be, Chuck, the sky is not blue. Why do you think the sky is blue? It's clearly light blue.
My husband would tell you that.
Yeah, it's like, I don't even understand how to get into it, but we're going to. So I just said, enough's enough. I don't have time to go back and forth with you. Why don't you call in on the podcast? And she was, you know, I could almost see her feathers being ruffled. And she's like, yeah, I'll call the podcast. So we're going to call her.
No, she's being nice on text.
Of course she is. She's probably
isn't that how it always is, though? Keyboard warriors. And you're like, yeah, yeah, let's have a conversation. And all of a sudden they're like, I love your show. You're so funny. What? You just told me to die.
Yeah, you just said that I was an idiot.
Yeah.
So that's going to be a lot of fun. Do you want to get into that right away? Or do you want to do what this podcast really is all about? And that's country music. You're in new music. You want to do a new
Listen,
music
Listen, I don't
Monday.
Think she's going to answer, so we might as well call her and it will go straight to voicemail. She's not going to pick up and we can move on with our lives.
Oh. Yeah, I'm very nervous about this call anyway. So,
really? You want to get it out of the way? Like,
I would like to.
Really?
Abby, set a timer. She gets 2 minutes. It's a 2-minute conversation and then we're done.
Oh, I think that's impossible. I don't know.
Why
I don't
are we
think...
wasting time on this random internet troll?
Well, she claims that she's not a troll.
Okay, well, she's incorrect. I mean, that's cute that she thinks that, but I also think I'm a supermodel. Guess what? I'm not.
So...
the end.
I don't like how you always, I think you're a beautiful woman.
I'm just saying you can think, okay.
All right, I
think
it.
I'm a deer. Guess what? I'm not. Is that better?
Oh, what is going on over there?
I didn't mean to do that.
What do you got going on over
I
there?
Had music playing over here.
All right, so we're going to call this woman. Can you set it up? I told her to text the number.
Mm-hmm.
And she texted you, right?
Well, she called and left a voicemail and left her number. So then I texted her and I said, we're going to be calling you. We're recording tomorrow because that's when I texted her. Was yesterday.
And then what did she say? Like, what didn't she say something kind of negative? Was that a text or
wait,
tell
me,
what did she say?
I mean, it was basically like, I did what he asked me to do and now he's going to hide. I knew he would. And I'm like, he's not hiding.
This is great.
Like, Sammy, we're going to call you tomorrow.
Sammy, this is why we're calling her. This is why.
Whatever tickles your beans.
After this, I promised to you all, I will no longer give her any attention.
Thank you.
I promise.
I don't want to contribute to this conversation.
I'm going to start right now by not giving her any attention. So good
all
luck. Right.
All right. I promise.
See you on the other side.
Listen, if it just goes, we'll just hang up on her. And then she'll say, so you told you don't like the fix. That was her whole thing that she didn't like. Anyway. All right. Let's call her. Let's see what happens. Her name's Robin.
Uh-huh.
Okay. And she had an issue with the last podcast. So
really hope this works. I'm
me too.
Nervous.
Me too. Do I need to turn
Can
this up?
Can you hear? Yeah.
Oh, God.
Hello.
Is this Robin?
Is this Chuck?
This is Chuck.
Chuck, do not. Here we go. Do not give me the button. Not give me the button.
What button?
The loud button.
The what button?
Because you... the loud button, you know, the loud button that Abby talks about all the time, because you know you want to give it to me.
Oh, you this one? Man, listen, you
well,
are
listen to mine.
Oh, you're driving. All right, here's the deal.
I just pulled over in a church, so you have to be nice to me.
I have to be nice to you. This is where it gets confusing to me.
One hour later.
Can I just say, I am mentally
drained. That didn't make
any
sense.
I knew that would happen.
So did I.
But now it makes sense to me.
Yeah, I'd say, you know what, we called Robin, and after 45 minutes of back and forth deliberation, we didn't really get anywhere, and it is what it is. I feel like underlying, she agreed with you. She had a very strong opinion that didn't always make sense, and it still doesn't, even after dissecting it. It was very mentally draining. But you gave her the time of day.
I did.
You gave her the conversation she wanted.
I did.
You got to explain yourself. She got to attempt to explain herself. And that's all we can really ask for.
Yeah, that's right.
Moving on. What are we are not do? A political podcast. Apparently, that really ruffles a lot of feathers. Let's move on to Positive Podcast Monday.
I'm done. I just want to talk about
new music.
New music. Can we please, for the love of God?
Do you need to take a lap? I have never seen a.
I need sweating. A Xanax.
I had to take my jacket off. I'm sweating.
Abby, okay. Remind us who won a New Music Monday choices. I think it was like 2 weeks ago now. Let's start there.
Yeah. You ready?
I am ready.
I mean, we just talked about him. Oh, so who do you think it is?
Who won?
Jason Aldean.
For which one was it? That's another bar.
Trouble
that's,
with a heartbreak.
Okay. Nice.
That was good, guys. So that means that who picked Jason? Was it you, Chuck?
That was him.
Okay, so then you lead us off this week.
He's the winner.
Great. All right. My pick is Brett Young. My pick is Brett Young, and I love Brett. He's love a great him. Golfer, and he can probably have a better conversation than we just had.
Maybe we should have ended
thing
on
it. I could say to make you understand. Your heart made up its mind. I don't want you to lie one more minute. You ain't done nothing wrong. I'm not where you belong. Don't let one teardrop fall, girl. You think
That's pretty good. That's good.
I hope you find someone.
Oh yeah, I love. Honestly, that's one of his. I think that's one of his best songs.
That was good.
Yeah. I apologize to anybody who just heard me hit the mic very hard. That was my bad. I was making an Instagram story.
Oh,
and I punched the mic. So
I don't even
sure
want to know. My eyes are closed. So.
I know. I got you in my story.
What you were doing? Oh my God! I'm not a boxer. But
you're thinking about it.
I'm gonna take a kickboxing class after this. I need to use all my limbs.
Yes, I think that you got. I think. Listen, it's good ammunition right there.
Okay, who's next?
Mine is by a very nice gentleman. I think arguably one of the nicest gentlemen in country music, Mr. Thomas Rhett, and it's called Angels.
Oh, beautiful.
You should have slammed the door.
Good.
I love it. Oh. Okay. Oh, so good.
It melts my stone cold heart.
They're like the cutest couple.
I got a song one title. More. How can I get over you when you're always on top of me?
Wait, is that like romantic or are you referring back to the...
Oh, no. I'm about to... I don't know. I'm in a weird head.
Do you need to go home?
Yeah, we probably shouldn't have started with
no,
that.
No, we shouldn't have. I thought we were going to get it over with.
No, I'm good now. I'm good.
No, you're not.
I'm good. I'm
you
just
look emotionally distraught.
I'm just...
Remember, you said, let's make it a 2-minute call.
Yes, I said, give her 2 minutes and wrap up. And 45 minutes later, Abby, what's your new song?
So mine is by Danielle Bradberry.
My favorite.
She has the voice of an angel.
She does.
True angel.
But all angels don't have wings.
Oh.
You know what I'm saying?
That's good.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm on fire.
Uh-huh.
Oh, God.
This one's called Break My Heart Again.
Uh-huh. It's true. I should know better than falling for someone like you. One look at you and I'm all in. So break my heart again.
Break my heart over and over again.
so good. I wish Danielle Bradbury got more radio play, like more cred. She's got one of the best voices in the format. She's so pure. I've done live shows with her. She sings perfectly. Like, I mean, she's just so good. She's pretty. She's nice. She's a Texas girl. She's got all the things.
What more could you ask for?
You know what I'm saying? She's basically Sammy, but Sammy can't sing.
I think Danielle's much nicer than me, but I'll take it.
I will say this. This is going to be a tough one. A very ballad-heavy Music Monday.
It is.
New Music Monday.
I didn't even notice that.
Yeah. Also, it's kind of the same kind of sway. Like, Thomas Rhett and Brett Young had the same kind of, slow song. Anyway, what do they got to do to vote who wins?
They text us.
Okay.
615-295-8853. Whoa! Let's do that. We should add a button so I don't have to do that. We'll make it like really good.
Let's see if we can harmonize real good. 615.
Oh, my bad. Sorry.
You gotta take an ear off? You taking an ear off? Oh yeah. My god. Okay. 615-295-8853.
That was really not off. That was off.
It was a little off. I don't know.
It was so off.
Was it me?
It was me.
Oh,
that was so bad.
All right, Sammy, give it a shot.
Yeah,
ready?
Here we go. Sorry, guys.
All right.
Ooh, that was. Really off.
Yeah. I'll make up the dance for the commercial when it comes out. How about that?
Yeah, I'll just do the last four numbers with you. Go ahead. Okay. One more time.
615-295-8853. Ooh, that was good.
That was a
okay, let's remember that one.
A little better.
That'll go.
All right. Anyways. So that's for the
Texas.
All right. Texas. Oh, here's the beautiful thing about this podcast. We're all sweating.
She literally raised my face. You could make some bacon on my cheek right now. It's so warm.
Abby, I'm going to pay you for this because I feel bad.
Please.
I mean, I feel bad that you have to sit through 40.
Yeah.
All right.
Anyways, next subject.
And Sammy, just pay us both.
I could use some income.
I know, actually. Do we want to talk about that?
Talking about, wait a minute. You're talking about me having to go back and listen to that again? Yeah. Oh my gosh, yes, please pay me.
I will. I'm going to pay you. I'm going to pay you.
$6,000 per minute.
I'm going to give you some cash. I'm going to bring you some Melrosa wine. Do you want red or white?
No, white, please.
Oh, great.
I'll drink the whole thing while I'm listening.
Oh, perfect. Wow, she left the whole thing in there.
Jeez.
All right, so we're doing a new thing now, and I have asked Abby, post what we're doing, to put together a thing.
Yeah,
like an intro thing. So we're going to have, so you're going to put in there, when I heard through the grapevine, right?
Uh-huh.
And so people are right now are hearing how I pitched this idea to you.
Yeah.
So you're going to put in, I heard through the grapevine, and you're going to put in, start spreading the news, and then you're going to pick one.
Yeah.
You're going to pick one?
You got
like a news thing?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, like, because we're doing country, we're bringing the Monday news, the news stuff.
Oh my gosh, it should be those, you know, that noise that the newscasters used to have?
Yeah, let's do that. You figure it out, and it's going to start. Listen, it's going to start in 3, 2.
Start spreading the news. I'm leaving today. I want to be a part of it. New York, New York.
Ooh, I made it through the grapevine. And I'm just about to lose my mind. Honey, honey, yeah.
Wow, not bad. That was fantastic.
You did? Liked it?
That was fantastic. That was really good. All right. Woo. Welcome to the news section. We're just trying to live up to the name because we want to win what this year?
Awards.
That's all we care about.
No, not true.
That and never talking to Robin again. Okay.
That's number one.
Okay. All right. All right. Did you guys see where Walker Hayes' halftime performance? It was so loud it drowned out CBS analysts during the playoffs.
Yes.
Really good.
Amazing.
Did he have his daughter dancing with him? Dorian Fancy? I think his daughter was there. But
I am not sure. I am friends with his manager, Marissa, and I was following along on her Instagram stories, and it looked awesome.
Have you heard his you girl, come on, boo girl?
I don't think so. Is it new or old?
It's new. Maybe they're just playing it on pop stations.
Oh, I was going to say the one on country radio is AA.
Oh, maybe he's just, hey, will you find you, girl? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It reminds me, I finally kind of figured out his sound.
It's a bop.
It is a bop.
Everything about him is a bop.
He reminds me of a country version, less singy version of Robin Thicke.
Oh, okay. That's a compliment, I think.
Oh, Robin Thicke's amazing.
Yeah, okay. I didn't know which way we're going with that. I was like, I think that's a good thing.
He's a combination. Did you find it?
Yeah, don't turn it up. Okay, yet. Don't turn it up. It's going to be yet. Like an ad.
Oh, YouTube. What do you go on YouTube to find these?
Yep.
Okay.
Hold on. My voice.
Holding.
Yeah, turn it up. Say the blue jeans look mean with a body like that.
I love that song.
That's definitely a pop song, though. Maybe he's transitioning, or like, you know, people.
You can't say that anymore.
Oh, you're right. Okay, let me take it back. Maybe he's crossing over into other genres, but you know, like Kane Brown always says, he wants to make music with whoever he wants to make music with, but he's always going to come back to country. Maybe Walker Hayes is trying to dip his toe in that pool.
I think that's a really good song.
I mean, I dance to it.
I mean, I think, yeah. And I love Robin Thicke. I met Robin Thicke when I was on Dance with the Stars. He was one of the performers.
Was it because you knew Jason?
can we just, let me just address this. To all the haters out there, okay, that they want to pick at me and they want to write stuff. Oh, you're just riding Jason Aldean's coattails again? Let me answer that. Yes.
So
I'm kidding. But come on, jeez.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At chumbacasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
No, I don't ride his coattails. If I was riding his coattails, I'd have a huge record deal, be on the radio and touring with him. That would be riding his coattails.
This is true.
No, actually, he would assign me to his record label because he has one.
BBR.
He would assign me to his publishing company because he has one.
Boom.
Right?
Exactly.
And yes. I would be out on tour with him. That would be riding his coattails.
Yeah.
Anyway.
What's your next news segment, Charles?
How I quit. Chuck Wicks quits Love Country to talk to Chuck.
Flips the table and he's out. Thanks, Robin. No.
I just want to be my own person. Okay. Cassie, no. I don't want to be with you anymore because people think that I ride Jason Aldean's coattails. But we can date.
Cassie will be like, what? We have a son.
Oh, that. Oh, gosh, this is fun. I love making fun of myself. All right. Eric Church announces plans for Lower Broadway Bar in Nashville.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Catch me there at the opening.
Like really? Six Hell levels. Yeah. Did you hear
six
that?
Six levels?
Yes. Yeah, it's six levels.
Jeez.
I love Eric Church. I know I've said that a million times. What's people it are be, like, yeah, we get it.
What's but. It going to be called? The Chief? Chiefs? Chief Town?
Oh, I How hope it's you, Chief.
No, it is Chiefs.
Chiefs.
It's called it Chiefs.
Of course it is.
How do you know that?
I suppose. Well,
that's his nickname.
That's his nickname.
I know, but like, you got it on the first guess.
He doesn't have any other nicknames.
Yeah, what else? Oh.
Church's Bar?
Hey, do you want to go? Oh, yeah, Church's. Well, Church's.
Like, let's go to Church.
I feel like that's confusing because Church Street is right next to it. So there would be a lot going on if you named it Church's.
No, but they have Church's Barbecue or something. Or Church's Chicken or
Church's
something.
Church's Chicken.
Yeah, Church's Chicken.
They don't have Chiefs.
It's a barbecue restaurant and seated venue. That's awesome.
Oh. Ooh, what kind of seated venue? How many seats? Is he trying to compete?
But it's cool.
Seated venue. Okay, I have to look into that one.
Yeah.
By the Woolworth building is coming along fantastic. So.
Yay.
Speaking of seated venues. All right, CMT reveals Next Woman of Country, class of 2022. Do we know who that is?
Well, I know a few of them. Who was it?
Off the top of the head, go.
Oh my God. Lily Rose.
Lily Rose.
She's
fantastic.
Really good.
Okay, yeah.
Calista Clark is another I can think of.
Calista?
Calista
is that
Clark.
How you say it? I thought it was like Calista.
Calista?
Calista.
Calista. That's an interesting name.
There's a few.
Lacey K. Booth, Julia Cole, Madeline Edwards, Jenna Paulette, Camille Parker.
Oh,
is this CMT? You're talking about CMT, yeah.
CMT reveals next. They're doing differently this year. You can stream the CMT Awards on, this is the Next one in the country, but the CMT Awards, Paramount Plus and something else like that.
Oh
but
my God, how did I forget my favorite one?
What, who?
Morgan Wade.
Yes, Morgan.
Morgan Wade is such a badass. If you have not listened to her music, you should definitely get on over there.
We all need her on the podcast, by the way.
Morgan Wade?
Yeah.
Make it happen.
I know.
Do I need to make it happen?
So this is funny. Before she signed a record deal, I like direct messaged her and I was like, hey, you
want to go out?
Yeah.
You're hot.
Yeah. No. But I messaged her. I was like, hey, you want to come on talk to Chuck? And she's like, yeah, I'd love to. I'll put you in touch with my manager. Then like the next week she got record deal. So I was like,
dang it.
Well, now she's like untouchable and you have to go through all the whatever.
Oh, so.
She's still touchable.
I know.
I feel like she's got a direct line of communication. I mean, I know people who set up interviews for her. So I feel like we could.
Then let's do it.
All right, do you know Kane Brown and his wife had a second baby, right?
Okay, yeah.
Okay, so they had a second baby. They didn't tell anybody.
I
definitely do. So, Brittany.
Did you?
Yeah, I think everybody knew.
I know.
Well, she used to work
with him. Yeah. And it was like we had calls about, you know, when you're scheduling things and I feel like eventually they have to drop the bomb like, hey, Kane's going to be a dad, so we need to leave these dates open.
No.
So, you know, that's how I knew, but that was strictly just work. I didn't realize it was a surprise. I do have to say that. I didn't know that it was like hush hush. So I'm just very, very, very thankful that I didn't bring it up because I didn't know if it was a secret or not. I guess I just never thought about it. So I am thanking my lucky stars that I just was absent-minded and never brought it up because that would have been real bad. Yeah, no, that would have been
like we talk about on here.
Yeah, no, that would have been really bad.
I just didn't care enough to tell anybody. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I feel like it's also none of your business.
Well, I know, but my wife went to the baby shower.
I agree.
So I was like, whose baby shower are you going to? And she's like, Kane's wife.
Well, they said that they were having a sleepover.
That's right.
Like it was just a girl sleepover. And then surprise, there's a baby in there.
All pink pajamas. Crazy.
Her name is Cody with a K.
That's a good name.
So they have Kingsley, Cody, Kane, Caitlin.
Then they get mad.
The KB tribe.
They got like tattoos and stuff about it, right? What was the tattoos?
Her name.
Oh, the baby's name?
Yeah, they have Kingsley's name and now they have Cody's name too.
Right.
Together.
So cute.
Kate and Kane do.
Little Kane Brown news for you. Mickey Guyton. She just got announced to sing the national anthem at the Super Bowl.
How did I not see this? You guys both knew this when we walked in. I just feel like I've been living in a hole.
I mean,
I just happened to, honestly, I ran across, it was on my Instagram feed.
Okay.
So that's how I knew about it.
All right.
So there's
I am really excited for the Super Bowl halftime show.
Oh, Eminem.
Oh, that's going to be.
Dr. Dre, right?
It's going to be basically like 2000, 2006.
Everybody we grew up listening
to. Well, I think it's even earlier than 2000, like late 90s. I'm very excited. I saw this meme on Instagram that I laughed at because I went to college in Central Michigan. So everybody there was predominantly Lions fans. And they were like, Matthew Stafford is playing and Eminem is performing. This is the closest Detroit has ever been to a Super Bowl in their life. That's I'm like, funny. You know what? It's not wrong.
It's Eminem, Mary J. Blige, Snoop Dogg, Dr. Dre, Kendrick Lamar.
I'm like, what?
I love, did you know that Martha Stewart has a new wine out? What are the crimes that Snoop Dogg has a red wine? She has a white wine. I saw it in Publix yesterday and I was like, that is my favorite friendship of Hollywood. Martha Stewart and Snoop Dogg.
Yeah,
favorite friendship.
That's funny.
Would 10 out of 10 donate a limb to go to their barbecue? Hell yeah.
100%.
Snoop Dogg's weed and Martha's cooking. Hey.
Hello.
Hello. That's a block party.
That gets you in a good mood.
I mean, I would move in.
I forget about everything. Luke Combs. Luke Combs going to have a baby.
A baby boy.
No.
We know it's a baby. I like how I just bring something up. You know, the sex of the baby. That's fantastic.
Okay, oh, God. Yeah. I hope that wasn't a secret.
Oh, God.
No, I think it's not. I think it's on Instagram.
Okay.
Baby. He said little dude. He said a little dude's coming. I picture him already wearing a fishing shirt with a red beard.
Like the little Columbia, whatever,
yes.
Shirt thing.
Yes, holding a solo cup.
Oh,
my gosh. 100%.
The blue fishing shirt that he always does.
Yeah.
And a solo cup.
No, he wears
cup.
Black on tour so he doesn't sweat through it.
True. Never wear gray.
I'm wearing gray right now.
All right, so we had people text in, which I thought was cool. And we're doing this thing where if you want to text in, give us a topic.
We don't have to do all those topics.
No, I know.
Because that was a lot.
We got a lot of text messages. But what I'm going to do is I'm going to bring up some ideas and you can say yay or nay. All right, this is good. We had somebody text in. And I think this is a good way to get to know the cast of Love Country Talk to Chuck.
We're a cast.
You know? Hey, members of Love Country Talk to Chuck. This is Samantha from Middle Georgia. I wonder if she means she literally lives in the middle of Georgia or... It's a town called Middle.
I don't know the answer to that.
Question. Anyway, so Middle Georgia. I've been listening to the podcast since you guys started and I love it. I have a question for all of you if you can or want to respond to the message or on the podcast. If you weren't doing the careers that you have now, what would you be doing? You guys are all so successful and that's so awesome. But if you were doing something else or could do something, what would it be? Thanks. Love you guys. And that's from Samantha, Middle Georgia. You go first, Sammy. And this might, actually, Sammy, you go last.
I was going to say.
You go last, Sammy. No, there's a reason. There's a reason. Abby, you go.
Okay, fun fact about me. I don't know if you knew this, but I got my degree in exercise science.
Let's go.
I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it makes sense. You like running. You're active.
Yes.
You're in great shape.
You're so fit.
Which is what I planned to do.
Okay.
I was like, no, I want to live in Nashville and work in music. So I changed everything. But I would do like personal training. I was going to be a physician assistant and then I shadowed them in college.
That's amazing.
Like, yeah, I did an internship and everything. And I was like, I don't want people's lives in my hands.
Ooh,
this gives me too much anxiety.
Okay. I couldn't agree more.
Like reporting back to a surgeon, that's just nope.
Yeah, you have a bad day at work. It's a lot different than if you have a bad day phone screening.
Exactly.
You're like, I hung up on them. You're like, oh, he's dead. So, two differences. Yeah, like, it's way different. Yeah, that's not good.
Sorry, I missed that class in college.
Yeah.
So a physician's assistant or
that's
a trainer.
That's what I was going to be. But yes, personal trainer. Like, I might do that on the side one of these days.
You should.
Side hustle, baby. Do it.
Yeah.
I believe in you.
Okay, I'll go next and we're going to save Sammy because we got to talk about something with Sammy. So I don't know if you know this about me, Abby, and Samantha clearly doesn't. I went to college for exercise physiology. Okay. And before I had a decision to make before I moved to Nashville, I had an internship set up with the Atlanta Braves to be their strength and conditioning coach, to be the assistant to this, like the internship for strength conditioning coach and the whole path of that, right? I was like, what does that mean? Well, you're gonna do the internship for 3-4 months or through half season or a full season, and then you'll basically start getting paid at the very, very lowest level, which is like $20,000-$25,000 a year, and then you'll work your way up through the system.
And then eventually, you know, you want to end up being for the, like, you'll work your way up most likely through the minor league system. And then you'll like jump around where they need one. It's like, it would be a very long path, right? Anyway, but I love baseball, played baseball in college. I wanted to do that, but I didn't get, I saw the writing on the wall. I wasn't going to get drafted out of that school anyway. So I was like, all right, well, I'll still do the sport that I love. And that was to be a strength and conditioning coach for a professional baseball team. And I ended up getting an internship for Braves, but I made the decision not to take it and moved to Nashville to get a record deal.
Wow. That's crazy. Cause that's,
and now that's a big here deal. You are.
Here I am. I mean, you know, I could be doing this, right?
Yeah.
Or stretching some dude in left field.
Hey,
hello.
This is the better deal.
Yeah, I definitely.
All right. But I would do that. I'm just
kidding. I know.
Abby's like, where do I sign up for that? Maybe you need an internship. When's the, Vanderbilt.
When's the pitchers get here?
Yikes.
I just did all the infielders. When's
she's
the pitchers?
Blushing. Oh God. Also, why does Abby sound like this?
I don't know.
Yeah, why?
Hell yeah, brother.
Why are you making me sound manly?
Anyways, I went to school for broadcasting and studied sport management minor. So I went into sports right after college and now here I am broadcasting. So I feel like, you know, I don't have any cool fun facts about me. Except for, what would I do if I were not doing the career I do now? Drum roll.
Here we go.
Well, that's a good question, Samantha. And a timely question, if you will, because I actually just lost my job. There was a restructure at my company and my boss keeps telling me not to tell people I was fired because I wasn't fired for cause. It feels the same though, I will tell you that. I was let go because my position was essentially just absorbed and they restructured everybody and I got the short end of the stick.
Didn't they create a position for you?
They did. So it was a really unique situation literally from the get-go. I got the job with Sony in February of 2020. I went to the office for a grand total of 3 weeks. I was on the road for 1 week. I went to CRS for another. And then the world shut down. And to be honest with you, I totally thought that I was going to get let go in April of 2020. I figured last one in the door, first one out. They did keep me on all the way through. And the way I described it, although I had a fantastic time, I made great connections and I have nothing negative to say about my experience. I did feel as though I was doggy paddling for 2 years and not necessarily swimming anywhere. And that's, you know, that's not anybody's fault. Who could have predicted what the world would have been? I was initially hired to do things like show coverage. Well, how many shows happened in 2020? Not many. So the job was ever evolving and ever changing. And I was trying my best, putting my best foot forward every day. And I think I did a pretty good job, but ultimately, I don't work there anymore. So I've spent the last, I got let go like 2 weeks ago. And the first week I honestly just like stared at the wall. I was like, what the hell am I going to do with my life? What do I want to be when I grow up? And I was kind of like in shock. So then once I kind of got over that initial stage, you know, I got to turn back in my laptop and my cell phone and the editing equipment and all the stuff that Sony owned that I had for my home office. And then last week, I pretty much just dicked around. I stayed up late. I drank some wine. I watched so much TV. It's disgusting. I tried new restaurants in Nashville. I worked out like 3 times a day. And I just went on vacation, try to clear my mind, try to kind of get a game plan together. And then this week has been the first week that I've really, I don't know, put my feet to the floor and really started to figure out, put the puzzle together for what the next step's going to be. I got some freelance work that I'm working on. I actually had a job interview today. I've had a few conversations. The good news.
Yeah.
Come on.
Let's go. The good news and the bad news about Nashville and especially the music, country music genre in general in this town is that it's very small. It's a very small town. So I put my name out in Country Air Check that I am, you know, I am single and ready to mingle in more ways than one, ladies and gentlemen.
I love it.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets.
if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
I'm Victoria Cash. Thanks for calling the Lucky Land Hotline. If you feel like you do the same thing every day, press 1. If you're ready to have some serious fun for the chance to redeem some serious prizes, press 2. We heard you loud and clear. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com right now and play over 100 social casino-style games for free. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
But just trying to keep a positive outlook. I mean, listen, I always made a conscious effort. I've seen people who work in the music industry who just bleed what they do for a living, and it becomes who they are, which I agree with. To an extent, I think that's great that if you're all gung-ho into what you do for a living, it's beautiful. However, what happens when you don't have that living anymore? Now, who are you? So I really tried to keep that mindset in all of the very, very fun and cool situations I got to be a part of. I still worked on myself and still made sure that I was a full, well-rounded individual. So, you know, nothing's permanent except for death and taxes. So I just wanted to be kind of ready to bounce back if something ever didn't, or say I wanted to move on to a new job of my own choice. I didn't want to be so caught up in my identity being this particular situation that I'm in momentarily. So just listen, I am luckier than I deserve. I have my health. I have my friends and family. I have the thickest support system you could ever ask for. And I've made a lot of great connections in the last role that I was in, which I feel like will ultimately help me. And ironically, I remember sitting down New Year's Eve. I was saying how I was making a New Year's resolutions. I was going to be nicer to myself, all this stuff. And then all of a sudden I get sucker punched second week into January. And I'm like, what the hell is going on? But I saw something that said, you can't ask God for something and then tell him how to do it. Gut punch. So I'm thinking, I asked for personal growth. I asked for professional growth. I asked for all of these things when I was praying. And then he's like, oh, okay, here you go. Here's a really big situation that now you can grow from. And I'm like, wait, no, not like that. But apparently.
No, I like that.
You can't tell him how to do that.
Tell me, say that again. I'm going to write it down because I'm gonna write it down. That's good.
You cannot ask God for something and then tell him how to do it.
Who told you that?
I don't know. I saw it on Instagram or the internet of some sorts. I'm not sure exactly where I saw it, but it's really stuck with me over the past couple of weeks as I've been, you know, licking my wounds and trying to pick myself up off the ground. I mean, I don't want it to be an oh, woe is me moment, but it sucks. You know, the people that I worked with and the people that I worked for, they all have been nothing but nice, and they've reached out. They're just like, we have glowing reviews. You did so great and you're so great. And it's kind of like, cool. But it's like when you get broken up with and they're like, oh, it's not you, it's me. It's like, all right, well, I'm still getting broken up with. So what the shit, you know? Okay.
Well, we talked on the phone for a while.
Yeah.
And
I was still fresh though. I was still scrambled brain, like scrambled egg brain Sammy. I was like, I don't know. And
can you see the light now? Can you see like there's a definitely like a
100%. I knew there would be a light, but it's one of those things that I'm trying to maintain in a position as well, is that like, you know, I'm not 100% sold that I have to work for a record label. I am interested in the music industry. I am specifically interested in country music because it's what I love. And I've only been in this industry for 3-4 years. Like, I'm still very new and I feel like I have a lot more to give. So it's just been one of those things that I want to keep my options open, my mind open, but I don't want to be almost like too broad where I don't really have any focus. So that's kind of where I've been trying to like narrow in this week. It's just like, okay, I need to kind of not put my eggs in one basket, but maybe only like 3 or 4, not 22. Right. So it's, I mean, yeah, I mean, obviously I'm lucky. I told Chuck before we recorded whatever podcast, I was just like, yeah, I mean, I got let go. I was blindsided. I didn't know that it was going to happen. It wasn't one of those things that they were like letting us know that restructures were coming. I just, you know, signed on to a Zoom call and there it was. So it was, I don't know. I mean, I guess you could call it humbling, but I feel like I remained humble because the whole time I felt like, my God, I'm so lucky to have this job, especially during a pandemic when so many people didn't have jobs. They didn't have the security that I had for the last 2 years, which I guess I always try and find like a silver lining. That's my silver lining. I applied for unemployment, but guess what? It's not a line of 550 billion people now because people are getting back to work. And so it was just my time.
So back to the original question.
What do I want to be when I grow up?
You would, that's a perfect opportunity for you to say, I want to be on Love Country Talk to Chuck.
I
want to
be on Love Country Talk to Chuck. I wish it paid more. I do have a mortgage.
I know, I'm sorry.
So I don't know. I mean, in a fantasy world, I'd be a stand-up comedian. In real world, I'd love to be on air in country music. I'd love to work. Mm-hmm. I miss the general exposure and experience in general. Like when I worked in radio, I was like a country music fan all the way across the board. I knew when Thomas Rhett had music. I knew when Lainey Wilson did this. I knew this interview. And then I moved over to Sony and it was just a much more narrow scope. Now, don't get me wrong, I knew everything top to bottom about Kane Brown's career, but I like didn't realize that Dustin Lynch released a new song. So, you know, that kind of thing. I do miss that, being able to be open to the whole spectrum. So I mean, who knows? Who knows what's next for me? I don't. I know that.
I think that you're going to find yourself in a better position than where you were when you were with that company.
I would hope so. And I think that I'm in a position too where I'm not necessarily like desperate. I don't want that to sound negative, but it's like I want to make a choice of a job that I want to have. I don't want to take something because I have to. So I'm trying to set myself up for, my dad always tells me, put yourself in a position to get lucky. And that's how I got my job at Sony. You put yourself in the position, get lucky, you meet the right people. Then my dad would ask me, what is luck? Well, luck is when preparation meets opportunity.
Dang.
My dad's Confucius, or he thinks he is. I don't know. But those kind of things, I feel like when you're literally face down, like I was 2 weeks ago, like, oh God, this is.
That was a position to get yourself lucky.
Yeah, no, I don't know.
Hello.
It didn't work out. But I do think, I mean, I don't know, maybe you guys don't feel this way. Abby's blushing again.
Here we go.
Sometimes I don't know if it's just me. And it can't be, because I just feel like in my adult life, you are juggling all of these different aspects of life. So you got career, you got money, you got your weight, you've got your emotional health, you've got a boyfriend, you don't have a boyfriend, you have this, whatever. You're juggling all these things, a social life, returning texts on time. I cannot, for the fucking life of me, juggle them all. As soon as I get my fitness back, I lose my job. Once I get my job back, I get a boyfriend. Once I lose my boyfriend, then all of a sudden I buy a house. Then I buy a house, and you know what I'm saying? Like, so it's peaks and valleys and peaks and valleys. And I'm like, when the shiznit?
I like how you didn't want to say. I like how you didn't want to say shit, but she just totally blasted the F word.
Yeah,
that was important. It needed to be used. Yeah. I just don't understand. Like sometimes, again, trying to be nicer to myself, I don't get it. Yeah. I don't understand how you can try. I put A plus effort into my job, still didn't matter. There's still a restructure. You're still out. So it's like those things. Like, how do you juggle and keep juggling? Because I have not figured it out. And I don't know if it's just life and I should get over it, but I'm like, what the hell?
Life. I really think it's life.
You're cruising. You're like, oh my God, I saved so much money this month. Boom. Sucker punch. Your aunt dies. What the fuck? Okay.
Yeah.
Like, it's just, I mean, I guess it's life. And like I said, I shouldn't complain. I'm luckier than I should be.
I mean, you know, my advice is just let, Jesus, that was your
neck. That was my neck.
Wow. I'm going to say you're a little tense.
It's been a rough couple weeks.
I had to learn, and this helped me a lot. And it's just, I mean, it doesn't fix everything, but it helps. Is I had to learn to let go, mm-hmm. and just let it happen. Like the one you said, you cannot ask God for something and then tell him how to do it. You have to trust, especially if you have faith in your heart and in your body, you have to trust the process. You have to trust that everything happens for a reason.
I think that's the only thing that's kept me sane, is that at the end of the day, when I'm trying to fall asleep and I'm like, okay, what am I going to do this? How am I going to pay this bill? I mean, I could do this, that, whatever. It's like, why am I going to stress myself out about a plan that already exists? And whether or not you agree with that, that's fine. You can believe in stars and rocks and, or I don't know, whatever being you believe in. I am a faithful woman. So that's what I rely on. And I feel like it's a nice little comfort. It's like one of those weighted blankets. But I think it's just, A, perspective, B, having faith, which also leads into letting go. But I'm also very lucky in the fact that I have people like Chuck in my life who picked up the phone. He's like, all right, what do you want to do? What are you thinking? Have you talked to this person? I've heard about this. Just having that kind of like support system inside the industry is super helpful for what my next professional step is. But also having that support that kind of like bleeds into our friendship just makes you feel warm and fuzzy at night. You know, mm-hmm. You're like, okay, I'm not alone. Even though it feels like in the moment, you're like, oh God, I messed this up.
No, you're going to be fine. Everybody loves you in the industry. You know that. You have a great relationships. If someone doesn't like you, they're not meant to be in your life. And you're going to be fine. You're going to have plenty of opportunities. You've already had an interview today. I told you worst case scenario. Yeah. Worst. I'm like, you can just work at a Woolworth Theater or you can watch Tucker.
Hey, it's money. Ooh. I'll take you money. Know?
Actually, we kind of need to. We need to hire somebody because...
You're not into daddy duty anymore.
No, I am, but I just like...
I still have a gift from Tucker. Let's I haven't go. Given it to
you
him
You
got to
come over and see Aww. Little Tuck.
I know. He gets bigger by the day.
I like how we just forgot that we were doing a podcast. Hey, you got to come over sometime. Yeah, okay. Abby, how you
guys
feeling?
Having fun? I'm good.
What are you doing over there?
She's working.
I am working.
What are you working on?
I have to have stuff turned in for my other job.
What's your other job?
Bobby Show.
Oh, Bobby Bones.
You know,
just little Bobby.
How is Bobby? I love Bobby.
Good.
I feel like he's doing a lot of things. Is he going to run for, is there something going on with the show? Does he keep teasing if the show, I think I saw something like, oh, if the show was not here anymore or something. Oh,
someone like called in. They were like, if the show were to end tomorrow, what would you do? What would you be doing instead?
Oh, why is everybody preparing for doomsday?
I know.
Maybe it was Samantha from Middle Georgia.
I think it was.
The town or the... location.
Yeah.
All right. Anyways,
thanks, Samantha.
Hey, thanks for opening that can of worms. We love y'all. Thank you for listening. This is the year that Love Country Talk of Chuck wins awards. My mom just sent me the sweetest text.
Are you gonna cry?
No, but I will. You know I'm a crier. Shut your mouth, Sammy. Jesus.
Can we tell that story?
She goes, yeah, but that's fine. She goes, you've been quiet. Everything okay?
Aww, she cares about
See
you.
That's my mom.
You're like, Mom, I've been dealing with these people on the internet.
Sammy, you can go ahead and tell the story about how I cried with my mom and stuff like that. Go ahead.
Well, it's not a full-blown story. It was just
like
funny.
A quick thing. I was... Yeah,
we were on a rooftop. There was alcohol involved. Chuck's eyeballs are very red. Like, it looked like something was very wrong. He was like, his eyes were teary red. I was like, oh my God, I'm panicked. And I like walk over and I like rub his back. I'm like, is everything okay? Like, I'm nervous because I, you know, all of a sudden you kind of like sober up when you see someone upset. I was just like, oh my God, I walk over and Chuck turns around and looks at me with tears in his eyes and he goes, I just miss my mom.
Oh, jeez.
And I said something to Cassie and she just rolled her eyes. She was like, yeah, I could have told you that. Like, she was so unfazed. She's like, I knew he was fine. He was just being dramatic.
All right. Love Country Talk to Chuck. Give him the number one more time.
Do I have to?
Yeah, 615.
615-295-8853.
Not bad.
Not off.
Love Country, Talk to Chuck.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cash back on purchases. And pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.